Who can say how many things I comprehended about this virtue, and the difference between knowledge of self and humility? I seem to touch with my own hand the distinction between these two virtues, but I have no words to express myself. In order to say something, I will use an image. For example, a poor man says he is poor, and he frankly manifests his poverty. Also to people who do not know him, and who perhaps may believe that he possesses something. It can be said that he knows himself and tells the truth, and because of this, he is loved more. He moves others to compassion for his miserable state, and everyone helps him. So it is to know oneself. If, then, feeling ashamed to manifest his poverty, that poor man boasted of being rich, well, everyone knows that he does not even have clothes to cover himself, and that he is dying of hunger, what happens? Everyone despises him. Nobody helps him. And he becomes an object of mockery and ridicule to anyone who knows him. And the miserable one, going from bad to worse, ends up dying. So is pride, before God, and also before other men. And here is how one who does not know himself already goes out of the truth and falls into the path of falsehood. Now, here's the difference with humility. Though it seems to me that knowledge of self and humility are sisters born of the same womb. And one can never be humble if he does not know himself. For example, there is a rich man who, out of love for humiliations, stripping himself of his noble garments, covers himself with miserable rags. He lives unknown, manifesting to no one who he is. He mingles with the poorest. He lives with the poor as if he were one of them, and makes scorns and confusions his delights. Here's the beautiful sister of the knowledge of self, that is, humility. Ah, yes. Humility draws grace. Humility breaks the strongest chains, which are sin. Humility surmounts any wall of division between the soul and God, and brings her back to Him. Humility is the little plant, but always green and flowery, not subject to being gnawed by worms. Nor will winds, hail, or heat be able to do harm to it, or make it wither even slightly. Humility, though it is the littlest plant, sends out extremely high branches which penetrate even into heaven and braid around the heart of our Lord. And only the branches that come from this little plant have free access into that adorable heart. Humility is the anchor of peace in the storms of the waves of the sea of this life. Humility is the salt that spices all virtues and preserves the soul from the corruption of sin. Humility is the little grass that sprouts along the path traded by wayfarers, such that, as it is trampled, it disappears, but soon it can be seen sprouting again, more beautiful than before. Humility is like a gentle graft that refines the wild plant. Humility is the sunset of guilt. Humility is the newborn of grace. Humility is like the moon that guides us in the darkness of the night of this life. Humility is like the shrewd merchant who knows well how to trade his riches, and does not waste even one penny of the grace that is given to him. Humility is the key to the door of heaven, such that no one can enter into it if it does not keep this key in good custody. And finally, otherwise I would never end it, and I would be too long. Humility is the smile of God and of all the Imperium, and is the crying of all hell.